We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland.com. Mary Kay, breaking the news that George Payton has pulled himself out of the running for the GM job with the Browns. Mary Kay, how are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Better than the Browns, Mary Kay. You know, listen, I guess it's possible in the end it had nothing to do in a negative way with the Browns, but we are both taking this, Jason and I, as him saying, I don't want to work for the Browns. I mean, is this a negative to you about the Browns and their structure up top?
Well, although he did have some concerns about that and left here wondering how a lot of those things would shake out, sometimes you take yourself out of the running for a job if you are reasonably certain that another guy is going to get that job. And
I just don't, to cut you off, Mary Kay, I just don't buy that he would do that at this point when we know Stefanski would wanted him. They've interviewed him. What is the up? Like, why would he do that? It's not embarrassing if he doesn't get the job. I guess that's possible. I just don't buy that excuse.
It's just the way things are done in the NFL. It happens all the time. I mean, look, Josh McDaniels came in here for a second interview, 8 hour long interview. He wasn't going to be offered the job. Now, he didn't pull himself out this time, but he has in the past taken himself out of the running for the Browns job when it became apparent that he might not get the job. So sometimes that is part of it. But George Payton almost didn't take the interview in the first place because he felt that it was Andrew Berry's job all along. And, you know, I've been writing this for a long time. Organizational alignment in the mind of Jimmy Haslam really was always going to be Paul DePodesta, Kevin Stefanski, and Andrew Berry.
And but Mary Kay, if this guy has the relationship with Stefanski, wouldn't that be better alignment?
Well, we will have to see how that works out. One thing about Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry is the fact that they did get to know each other very well during the hiring cycle last year, and it didn't end there. They kept in touch. They got to know each other. They kept a relationship going, and they have remained in touch. And so this is not a situation where Kevin Stefanski wanted George Payton and Paul DePodesta won the power struggle. It's really not like that. I mean, I really do think that Kevin likes George Payton a lot, and he probably would have been his first choice just because they have such a long history of working together. But it just has to be noted that he was really eager to work with Andrew Berry last year and still is.
So, Mary Kay, are you convinced Andrew Berry is going to take this job? Because my point has been all along, I don't care if it's George Payton or Andrew Berry, but if they both say no, then where do you go?
Well, that's a great question, and that's one that I don't know the answer to right at this moment. But I'm guessing that George taking himself out of the running is somehow related to Andrew getting close to getting this job. I have to think that if George thought he really could come in here and make this work and work with Kevin Stefanski, that he would not have done that. So that leads me to Andrew, but I can't. I'm still working on that. You know, this is all happening so fast, so I'm not sure yet. I would think Andrew would take the job. I know he wants to be a GM in the league. I know that he has a comfort level working with Paul, and he really likes Jimmy and Dee. So I would have to think he'll take it.
He's got quite a bit of leverage right now, does he not, Andrew?
Yeah, yes, he does. But I mean, they also interviewed Monty Austin-Ford. I don't know if they have anybody else in mind at this point, but I would have to say that, I mean, it seems to me that signs were pointing early on to a Paul, Kevin, Andrew thing, and it just looks to me like it's going to end up that way.
Oh, haven't we all been assuming all week that it was going to be Payton? That I feel like everybody feels like you didn't think this week he was going to end up being the guy, Mary Kay?
You know, I thought that there was a good chance if he really wanted to take the job,
right,
that he would have an opportunity to get the job. But there were just a lot of concerns as the week went along. I think he left here on Thursday, you know, really wondering about, and I wrote this in my story, that, you know, he did leave here wondering about the power structure, the division of labor, and just the way things work out here, and the fact that he would have been the sixth general manager for the Cleveland Browns since 2012. You know, some candidates come in here and they do have a problem with that
right.
sort of thing.
So that, and so if that's the case, though, then wouldn't you agree that this is kind of a bad look for the Browns?
You know, I'm not going to go there, because if you're Jimmy Haslam and you're Paul DePodesta, and all along you've been so excited to bring Andrew Berry back to Cleveland, I can't count this as a negative for the Browns. I think it's just, these are the way these things work out. They change on a dime. Some things work out, some things don't. But I think everyone will look at this as a good situation if Andrew Berry gets this job.
Why is it taking so long then with Andrew? If he was the guy all along and this was always going to be the end result, then I know you have to do your due diligence, but this seems like it's gone on for quite a while if it was always going to be Andrew.
Well, I think they wanted to take it as far as they could take it with George. I mean, they were serious about bringing him back in here on Thursday and interviewing him. And who knows? I mean, sometimes there is also gamesmanship. If you want to talk about leverage and putting pressure on people and those kinds of things, you know, sometimes you create competition as well. So, you know, who knows behind closed doors exactly how much of a factor that played in all of this. But, you know, maybe if you want to get Andrew in here and get this thing wrapped up, you know, sometimes you can apply a little heat to that, too.
We're talking with Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland.com. Mary Kay, were you expecting any fallout from what happened with Kareem Hunt today? Or we found out today. It didn't happen today.
You know, I'm going to say that I don't think it's going to end up being a big deal, because I really do think that at this point the NFL is not turning a blind eye, but not really taking the whole weed thing too overly seriously, and he's not getting charged with anything, and it was a small amount, and I just don't think that they're going to, you know, let this ruin his career. They're watching it. They're monitoring it. I'm sure he will be talked to by the Browns and by the NFL, but I don't know that this will result in a suspension.
All right, Mary Kay. Oh, you got something else, Chase?
I was going to ask about Ben McAdoo. Obviously, a couple of reports today he was in Berea. Is there any more clarity as to what his role would be?
No, not yet. I mean, I just, you know, I wrote that he is interviewing for an offensive position, and I'm sure offensive coordinator has come up. If Kevin Stefanski decides to hire an OC, you know, he would fit the bill, because obviously he's done it before. He's been head coach before. Whether or not he would call the plays, that's another matter. But I'm sure that's one of the things that's on the table.
All right, Mary Kay, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
Sounds good. Thanks
a lot. All right, Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.